Okay, the learning we're doing throughout this week is Le'ilu Nishmas David Elimelech Ben Yaakov, Rabbi Peres' father, so we keep him in mind as we learn throughout the week. So today, the goal, B'nai Adam Yirtzeh Hashem, would be to start the sugya of Ba'alas HaTanai today, not to be confused with the sugya of the Ba'al HaTanai that they discussed in the back on Thursday nights over there. The sugya of Ba'alas HaTanai in Tosfos on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. I know everyone saw the Tosfos already. But really, I think everyone saw the Tosfos already. even if you're ahead, that's fine. It's a sugya that's foundational and has a lot of important pieces to it. It's so, broad and deep. The sugya, even Divrei Tosfos, but just the sugya in general, that it's, I find it difficult to say a chabura on such a thing because it's, almost like Makom Lo Hinichu. Everyone already spoke about it. But if you have enough gaiva, you could really say on any sugya. So no, but what we'll do instead of that is trying to uncover new ground or say any chidushim, we'll read the Tosfos together. It'll be a reading session. We'll read the Tosfos together and ha'aros as they come up. So we'll share them. We'll read the Tosfos slowly. The goal would be to be makdim today to get into Tosfos, and maybe the second half of Tosfos, the second third of Tosfos, maybe we talk about tomorrow, and then we'll see if Wednesday is. Either we could do a free period or a different sugya or the same sugya. We'll see. It's what the class prefers. So if you start with a Tosfos on Daf Yud about Ba'alas HaTanai, so the Tosfos in Divrei Maskil are clearly operating with the assumption that the sugya has gotten to. We'll see why that's important. The sugya has arrived at the conclusion, basically, La'olam Leislei L'Rabbi Hani Klali Uveplukta Kamairi. So Rabbi doesn't have those klalim that have been discussed. And he is willing to have a Mishnah that has plukta, meaning he's willing to talk about arayos in the Mishnah, the test of arayos. Maybe there should be more. Could have been ones about which there were machlegzis. Okay, that was streamlining super hard Gemara and Rashi. So in this context, Tosfos ask, the other Rishonim already asked this question on Daf Beis. Everyone asks the same question, but they ask that really there should be a 16th Erva, which patters herself and her tsaros and tsaros tsaraseha in our Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph. So reading Taisus, Lo'olam leis le Rabbi Hani klali uveplug to gamayri vimtaimar maybe listni eishes ish shepoteres tsarasa. You could have a case of eishes ish, which is also going to patter tsaros. De amar la harizeh giteich amnash lo tenasi leploni. Maybe you could have a case where the husband says to the wife, here's your get hareze giteich al menas shelo tinasi ploni, on condition that you're not going to go ahead and marry such and such ploni. De pligi ba megarish is machlokas in maseches gittin. Rabbi Lezer v'Rabbanan, this is important already, so it's a machlokas Rabbi Lezer v'Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Lezer, that's a get, and the implication is according to Rabbanan, that is not a get. So according to Rabbi Lezer, that's a get. Hareze giteich al menas shelo tinasi leploni is a get. Ve'asura leploni, the tanai works, so she's al tanai, that she's not going to marry herself off to ploni afterwards. She's megureshes from the first husband. Oh, im nises lo achiv. So now let's say she marries not ploni, but the brother of ploni. Nises lo achiv. Umes. He dies. Poteres tsarasa. So she should, theoretically, she'd be nofeles bifnei ploni now, but she can't be with ploni because the whole get was almanas, that she shouldn't marry ploni. So now she should pater atzaros because she's an erva of eshes ish to ploni, because almanas that she wouldn't marry him was the get. So if she does marry him through yibum, she's now nasis and eshes ish lamafreya on the being mevatel tonight, being oberes on tonight, which means she's an erva of eshes ish, which means she should pater herself for sure, and she even pater atzaros. So maybe you have here a case. We're going to skip the next few lines. Maybe you have here a case where Eishas Ish is another one of the Arayos that should have been included, Tez Zayin Nashim. So we said Tezis has this Kashir on Daf Yud, but the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all asked it on Daf Beis as well. So just as some background, the Gemara in Gittin there has a Machlokas, like Tosfos note, Rabbi Lazner Rabbanan. But within that Machlokas, Rabbi Lazner Rabbanan, which is a Mishnah, the Gemara brings a Machlokas from the Braisa as to what their Machlokas is even about. The question there is whether the machlokas is about a case of chutz miploni or almanas shalotinasi leploni, right? Meaning, there are two ways that this, I'm calling it only loosely a tanai, but that's not the accurate terminology to call them both, but there's two ways in which this condition could be put into effect. the husband could say to the wife, Hareat migureshesli, I'm divorcing you from everyone, meaning your mutter, I'm divorcing you from myself, to everyone, except for Ploni. So you're divorced from me, klape the entire world, aside from I'm reserving, there's one person that you're not divorced to him. You're not mutaris to him. That's chutz. The second possibility, that sounds like a shiur in the get. We'll see if that's a problem or not, but that's called a shiur in the get. There's a get almost, there's a 99% get. 99% migureshes, 99% is krisus, and 1% he retains that she's not allowed to remarry. The other possibility is almanas. Almanas, which is what Tosis had brought up, which is a tanai, a classic tanai. So he says, you're fully divorced. You're fully migureshes. Elamai, a tanai to that get, is that you better keep to your end of the deal, which is that you can't remarry such and such. What's the nafkamina? So the nafkamina is obvious. We'll see how strong we mean this in a second. We can add there. The case of a tanai is a fancy case, meaning she's fully divorced from the entire world. Should she now go ahead and violate her tanai and marry the person, Ploni, that she wasn't supposed to marry, lima freya, she's nasis eshesish. But until that point, she was not an eshesish, correct? Masha Inkain, this is important for Aratosis even. Masha Inkain, in the case of Chutz, it doesn't work that way. In the case of Chutz, she's 100% divorced to 99% of the world, and she's 100% married to 1% of the world. Meaning, right now, when we're looking at this Eishes Ish in front of us, in the case of Chutz, she's an Eishes Ish to Ploni. In the case of Tanai, she's not an Eishes Ish to Ploni until she violates the Tanai. Now, anyone who's learned Tosas knows why that's so important and why that may be determinant of why Tosas takes a specific side on the Machlokas in terms of who he's asking this question on. But when it comes to the case of Chutz, she's an Eishes Ish from now and forever, unless the whole get is undone, dies. She's an Eishes Ish d'oraisa now and forever on Ploni. In the case of Tanai, if he does it al-Manas, she's not an Eishes Ish unless she violates the Tanai, and then she becomes an Eishes Ish l'mafreya on Ploni. Make sense? Okay. Now, like the Mishnah over there, simple, the Stam Mishnah over there, is that Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanan, Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim, argue about the case of Chutz. That case of Chutz is a bigger Chiddush. Chachamim say that's a shiur in the get, and that's not really a get. The Chachamim think that, you know, there's different psukim that you could quote for this, but you need a full krisus. You need a full krisus. You need a full separation. You can't call it a full krisus if he retains some marriage to some degree to some person in the world. He didn't really give her a get. A get means you let her free. He didn't really let her free. He's holding on to 1% of her, so that's not a good get. So therefore, Chacham say chutz doesn't work. Rebbe Lezer comes and says, no, chutz does work. Why does chutz work? The Chacham sound correct. You can't have a shiur and a get. It's not a full krisus. So the Gemara brings different possibilities in terms of psukim. That Rebbe Lezer has Xeris HaKasav. The first possibility, I don't know if it's an order like this, but the pasuk says, O Isha Grusha Meisha, Mapik Hei, which means that if you have a woman who is divorced from her husband, Lo Yikahu, then she, that's by the Kohen that he can't marry a Grusha. So, but Grusha is defined as Meisha, Mapik Hei, which means from her husband. So she's Grusha Meisha. The Gemara understands, according to Rebbe Lezer, even if it's just Meisha, even if she's only Megureshes Meisha, that's Gerishin. Chacham have a pushback to that. The other possibility is that the Pasuk says, V'halcha V'haisa Li'ish Acher, and the Pasuk says, V'halcha V'haisa Li'ish Acher, meaning as long as she's permissible to one other man in the world. So any form of a get, even if there's a shiur, Rebbe Lezer says, is still considered a get. So chutz taka works, according to Rebbe Lezer. The Chacham have pushbacks on both those psukim and think shiur beget is not going to be mahani. But Lefi, the Stam case, in the Stam way the Mishnah presents it, so Rebbe Lezer and the Chacham disagree about a case of chutz, ha-omer, harea, migureshesli, chutz miploni. But they both agree, kuli alma lo pli, that in a case of almanas, hare ze giteich almanas shalotinasi l'ploni, in that case, pashit, everyone's going to agree that that's going to work. That's not a shiur, that's just a tanai. A shiur means it's not a full get. You are migureshes except. But in a case of a tanai, it's a full get. And if you violate your end of the deal, you're going to lose your get. That's the case of tanai. So the Chachamim and the Blazer agree in that case. Good? That's the Mishnah. What's taka the chiluk? Again, chutz, we understand why it shouldn't work according to the Chachamim. What's taka the chiluk between tanai and chutz? So if you look in Rabbi Chanan's Kovitz Shirim in Ksubis, you have to read a whole bunch of them. But from Kuf Samach Tes all the way through Kuf Ayin Gimel, it goes a little longer than that in terms of the sugya that he's dealing with. but you'll get all the Iker points there. So he explains the chiluk, is not really our Indian right now, but it's an important Marmakum. He explains the chiluk between chutz and tanai in a very simple, compelling yisodistic way, and it's based on a Tshuvas HaRash. The Tshuvas HaRash is dealing with a kasha that the Rishonim deal with in the Gemara in Ksubas and Ayin Gimel. The Gemara in Ksubas Ayin Gimel about being Kadesh al Manas She'in Alayich Nidarim and Mumin, and then he's Mevatel L'Tanai afterwards, so Harez and Mekudeshah. So Tosus Terfek the Kasha that Ran deals with as well, but the Rush has his own answer in Tshuvas. So what comes out from the Rush in dealing with that sugi over there is that in any case of a Tanai, and this is related to what we were talking about before, the way to understand the Tanai is that the Maisa is completely Chal. This is, in our case, this is a full get. This is a complete Maisa with a stipulation, with a condition that should you violate the Tanai, it will be Ne'akar. Yeah, Lama Frey, it'll be Ne'akar. But the Maisa itself is a full-on, full-fledged Maisa. Elamai, there's strings attached. There's strings attached. So if you do X, Y, and Z, you'll keep that Maisa going. And if you don't do X, Y, and Z, then we'll be Mevatel the Maisa. But the Maisa is Mamish, a Chalos. In and of itself, inherently, a Tanai just is something that in the future could ruin it, but the Maisa is Chal in and of itself. That's why Rabbi Chanan says, if you look in the Gemara there, this is what he's really coming off of on Nun Vav in Ksubis, the Gemara has a Havamina, it needs a Limud for a Tanai, it has a Havamina that a Tanai wouldn't be able to work, the Shum Tanai should not be Mahani, because Tanai lo Mevatel Maisa. Because if you do a Maisa, how could a Tanai come and uproot it? So if you read the Gemara, the simple understanding is Lo Asi Dibur Mevatel Maisa, that you set into the world a course of events that are a Maisa, that are determined to be true, and you make a Tanai, you say something that, should this happen, that Maisa will go away. So how could that work? Havamina, that shouldn't work. So Rabbi Chanan says, what do you mean Havamina that shouldn't work? The Chalos Maisa only exists once the Tanai is kept. So it's not Asi Dibur Mevatel Maisa. The Maisa depends on the Tanai. So why do you need a limud, B'nai Gad, B'nai Ruvain? Why do you need a whole limud to tell you that Tanai works? There's no question of Asi Dibur Mevatel Maisa. There's no Maisa unless you keep the Tanai. Elamai, or this is what Rabbi Chanan's proving. No, there's a Maisa, and the Tanai can ruin the Maisa. But the way a Tanai works is that the Maisa sets in automatically on its own from the get-go. It works. Elamai, if you mess up, if you're overes on the, or you're over on the Tanai, then you'll be Mevatel the Maisa. That, the Gemara says, Mehechitesi. Asi Dibor come Mevatel Maisa? You have a Maisa Mamish, and then a Dibor of a Tanai is going to be Mevatel that? So that's, the Gemara has to have a limud from B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain. But Be'etzim, there's a Maisa here that can be uprooted if a person violates the Tanai. So again, that's the vart in a Tanai. And that's the difference between Tanai and Chutz, as we said before. Chutz means that she's completely, there is no gerishin klape this ploni. Masha'in came by a Tanai, there's a full-on gerishin. It's fully there. A Tanai will be mavata the gerishin. We said before, the nafkamina being when, at what point she became an ishis ish. And as you know, that matters for the hemshech ha-taisus. Okay, that's the first, that's the Mishnah in terms of Gittin. Then Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no, I don't think that's the Machlokas Rabbi Lezer B'Chachamim. The Machlokas Rabbi Lezer B'Chachamim is the flip. The Chachamim and Rabbi Lezer only disagree by Megarish Al-Manas. Everyone agrees that the Chutz is a Shiur and a Shiur Lomahani. Everyone agrees that Chutz is too crazy. You can't not be Megarish. You have to fully be Megarish. You can't be Megarish or 99%, 50%. You have to be Megarish or fully. Chutz, everyone agrees, doesn't work. Rabbi Lezer Chachamim. When it comes to Almanas, when it comes to a Tanai, Rabbi Lezer says, that's taka a real Maisa. And therefore, the Tanai can be Vatla, but that's taka a real Maisa. And the Chachamim say, no, that's also considered a Shir. That's also considered a lack of a full Gerishin, because if you leave that open-ended, if you leave it as a possibility that her Gerishin can disappear, that's also retaining a little bit. That's also holding on to her a little bit. It's like, get a Mashiach Abiyado. It's true that she has the get in her hand, but you could yank it back at any point if she's a Varis on Tanai. So it's not good enough according to the Chachamim. So those are the two possibilities in terms of the Machlokas. Are they arguing about Chutz, but everyone agrees by Almanas? Or are they arguing about Almanas, but everyone agrees negatively by Chutz? Clear so far? Okay. This is all just background. So the Achronim all point out that Taisus here asked Akasha, if you read the words, Taisus asked Akasha, did the Rebbe Lezer have a get? So it seems from Tosus, and you put this together with how Tosus started the, just the Dibur Maskel, La'olam Beplugta Kamairi. So they're assuming, like Rebbe Lezer in the question, they're assuming the question is on Rebbe Lezer, and they're assuming there's a machlokas here, and they're talking about Almanas, which means they understand Lamaskana, or they understand that, or they're only asking in that part of the Gemara, or they think this is the Maskana, that there's a machlokas Rebbe Lezer and Chachamim about Almanas. which means they're taking sides in that machlokas tanayim as to how to understand the machlokas tanayim of Rabbi Elazar Chachamim, whether it's almanas or megaresh chutz pligi. Tosas are assuming clearly that they're cholik in the case of almanas, but everyone agrees chutz does not work. No, I'm saying that wrong. One second, they're cholik by almanas. Yeah. And everyone agrees that that chutz does not work. That seems clear in Tosfos. So therefore, Tosfos are going within Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Yeah, Tosfos are going to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that Rabbi Elazar Chachamim are nechleku le'inyan almanas, but everyone agrees by chutz, and therefore their kasha is only within the sheath of Rabbi Elazar. Yeah, okay. If you look in Tosfos and Gittin on Pei Beis and Beis, so there Tosfos just asks straight on the Mishnah that afilu chachamim who hold that a tnai works, even within the chachamim who hold that a tnai works, he asks the kasha of hare we could have tes zayin nashim in our mishnah because you have a balas tnai who would be an ashesish. So, whatever machlokas different days and tos and different mesechtas, Tosas are assuming this question is chal both by the Chacham and Rebbe Elazar, seemingly because they're assuming the maskana, I don't know, maskana, but they're taking the question already at the stage of the Mishnah where we assume the machlokas is even by, sorry, the machlokas is by chutz, but everyone agrees by tznai that it does work. That's also mevuar in the other Rishonim, in the Ramban, in the Rashba, and the Ritva. They all ask stam. They all ask, hey, there should be another case in our Mishnah of Baal HaSatanai, of Ish Zish, of an Ereba de Eshes Ish, which is also going to pater Hertzaris, because Hare, we have a case of Hare Zeregitech Almanas She Lotinasi Leploni, and that'll result in an Eshes Ish, Bichiyai Gavna, that she's Nofeles Lefnei Achiv Shel Ploni, that she's married to Achiv Shel Ploni, she's Nofeles Lefnei Ploni. They ask it Stam. They don't ask Rav Lezer, they don't ask Chacham, they ask it Stam. So clearly they're assuming, maybe the Maskanas HaSugya is, that we hold like the Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yossi Yehuda. Or at least they think it's worth asking the question in that stage of the Gemara. That seems like all details and background. It's actually important because it explains a machlokas Rishonim that lies under the whole machlokas Rishonim, which is a very interesting machlokas Rishonim, which is how do you decide whether you should talk about the sugya on daf beis or daf yud? Like how did Tosas... So one possibility for sure is, I think they probably teach this in Bible class in YU, is that there just wasn't space on beis amud aleph. That was a long Tosas about Nida. So you figured the next best place is Daf Yud Amud Aleph. That is possible. Although Steinsaltz could have solved that when he reprinted the Shas. So I don't know. Okay, you got to figure that out. But the simple pshat, this is the Achronim say, I must have seen in a footnote to the Ritva or a footnote in the Rashba, I don't know. The Achronim say, no, this is Guv of the Machlokas. For the Chachmei Svarad, for the other Rishonim, for Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, so they all see here a Stam Kasha. The Mishnah says that you have 15 Nashim. You could have 16 Nashim because Eish is Eish. In the case of Baal HaSatanai, that's a Liba Dekuli Alma, because everyone agrees, Hareza Giteich Almanas Shel Tinasi Leploni works and then presents the issue of Baal HaSatanai. So ask the Kashan on Beis Amud Aleph, on our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, count the 16th. But says Taisus, no, it's Dafka Aliba de Rebbe Elazar in a machlokas between the Chacham and Rebbe Elazar. You can't ask that Kasha until Dat Yoram Ra'alef, Tesman Beis, Yoram Ra'alef, where you've discovered that Afilu Beplugta Kamairi. Where you've discovered that our Mishnah might be Aliba, our Mishnah, sorry, might take stands, might talk, even within Machlokas. Now that we know our Mishnah can include Beplugta Kamairi, Frek Taisus Akasha, oh, I have another case of a Plugta that could result in Tes Zayin Nashim, according to one of the Manda Amars. That's Rebbe Elazar in the Machlokas, Chachamim, versus Rebbe Elazar in the Gemara in Gittin. So Tosas are, because of the way they learn the Sugya in Gittin, at least Tosas in Yavamas, the way they learn it, because of the way they learn the Sugya in Gittin, in terms of the Machlokas Tanayim, that's what causes them to wait until now to ask the Kasha. The other Rishonim are free to ask it on Beis Amud Aleph because they didn't keep the Tzuras Adaf, and also because they were asking Aliba Dekuli Alma because they didn't hold there was a Machlokas in this Inyan. Hands up, or you're just trying to keep your Yarmulke flying off? Yeah. Okay. Cheshbon could do that. Okay. Mavur, Kushas Rishonim. Good. Negureshes al Tanai, that she shouldn't be married to Ploni. She marries the brother. He dies. Now she's Nefeles B'yibum to Ploni. That's an issue. If he's miyabim, if he goes through yibum, so now we're going to have a case of eishes ish, and mela she should pater her tsaras, 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 etc. So Taisa's answer here, if you look, uleman. Uleman de nafklei me'achas isha. If you hold that the whole p'tur of the erva to the tsaras comes from achas isha, nicha, everything's good. It's all glad. It's not such a hard kasha to deal with. De'lo dami hach le'achos isha. This is not really similar to achos isha. You want to learn from achos isha to other arayos. But this case of eishes ish, the balas hatnai, it's not really so similar. There's differences between her and the achos isha, who serves as the source for the entire limud. De'almanas shalotinasi, in the case of almanas, sharya le'biznus, v'almanas shalotibali, yechole hili iskadish lo, yesh ledayik, sharya biznus, yechole iskadish lo, I don't know, but yesh ledayik, v'lo dam yel achos isha, if you want to put both together, nami ichashiv shira kama b'chutz miplonim kain shariyale kinesis la'achiv kodem v'afilu ilochashiv shira mikol makom l'dami la'achas isha dahasam b'shas nefila havi achas isha aval, and this is the kicker, hasam b'shas nefila havi achas ishta aval hacha b'shas nefila ena ishes ish ad shetibal lo. So Tosfos give basically two and a half differences, meaning the middle was a clearing whether it's a case of shear or not. We're going to leave that on the side. One technical difference, almanash lo tibal is ye tinase, almanash lo tinase is ye tibal, fine. Another difference, which is not like achos isha, which is just across the board, bia and kiddushin. But the other issue, the other difference, I should say, lies in the fact that chilek between achos isha and our case of eishes ish is, in our case, b'shas nefila, she's not an eishes ish. In the case of achos isha, she is the achos isha, b'shas nefila. So you have the erva in front of you when the nefila happens. In the case of eishes ish, she's not actually an eishes ish. Ad shetibayelo. If he goes through with this yibum, and there's a, you know, whatever, like a marriage, which is a bitla tanai, now she's an eishes ish. But that's not the same as achos isha. So what Tosfos are saying here is that, again, you do have Rishonim who say that in Achanami, this is the 16th woman. This is, you know, Carmen San Diego. We've been looking all over for her. We found her. Lamai, the Mishnah doesn't deal with, you really like that one so much? The Mishnah doesn't deal with Tanayim. The Mishnah is authored by Tanayim. It doesn't deal with conditions. So it might be true technically, the halacha is that she's Poter Es Tzaraseha, but it doesn't get included in the Mishnah. Tosfos is not saying that. Tosfos is saying that she's Taka not Poter her tzaros. Why? Because she's not dami la'achos isha. Why not? Again, the technicalities of znus and liskadesh in either case, and more fundamentally and more conclusively by Tosfos, that b'shas nefila, she's not actually an eishes ish. She only becomes an eishes ish b'shas that he's ba'ala. So the Aruch Liner here is bothered. It's very nice that it's not dami la'achas isha. That's true. It's not fully similar. There are some differences. A little, you know, perchas here and there. But ein meshivan al hekesh. There's a hekesh. That achas isha is the rule, and everything else, hukash la'achas isha. All of the arayas are hukash la'adadi. So ein meshivan al hekesh. We already have a comparison. We already have a hekesh. You can find differences, but you can't nitpick on a hekesh. You're not able to be mafrich the hekesh with these type of perchas. Eishes-ish is obviously b'chal arayos. Eishes-ish is obviously b'chal arayos. So, you want to tell me it's not so similar to achos isha, it's a little different, I hear, but there's already a hekesh. Eishes-ish is one of the arayos, that's hokish, to the achos isha. So what's going on over here? How could Tosfos be madche like this? So I was looking on a, I don't think there's differences, but I was looking on a Bar Ilan, so the Aruch Liner didn't answer the kasha. Did anyone see this Aruch Liner? Nobody saw the Aruch Liner. Okay. You'll look after, but I don't think he answered the kasha. I think he left it. I would have thought the pashat, this is the following. I would have thought this is the pashat teretz on the Aruch Liner. The Aruch Liner here is assuming that there's a hekish, and eishes ish is included in hekish, which I think you can't argue with. And then the Aruch Liner is assuming on top of that, that what Tosfos are doing, they're trying to be mafrich, that hekish. They're adding little pirchas to show that even though eishes ish really is bechal hekish, but it's different. It's different a little bit, and therefore we should be mafrich hekish. I wouldn't have thought that's what Tosfos' kavana is here. I thought Tosfos' kavana is much more yisozdik. What Tosfos are saying is that, in a chanami, this case of balas hatnai will result in an eishes ish. she's going to be an Ish Zish. If he's Baalah, she's going to be an Ish Zish. Lemafreya, the Tanai is ruined, and therefore the get is ruined. And it's a case of Ish Zish. But Tosfos are saying, but it's not Mamish Ish Zish. Baalas HaTanai is an Ish Zish, because when she's Nivala to Ploni, the get is Batal Lemafreya. The get is Batal Lemafreya. But Tosfos are saying, that's true, and she's mamish and eshes ish once that happens. But mechad v'trei taimei, that doesn't determine her to be an eshes ish mamish right now. She's not similar to Isra Arayos in general. Achos Isha is the paradigmatic Isra Arayos. It's the example from which we learn everything. But what Tosfos are saying is that even though this is a case, as we said before, of eshes ish, she's on track to become an Eshes Ish. If you go through him with Yibam, she's going to be an Eshes Ish. But since there are differences between this Eshes Ish and Arayos, or this Eshes Ish and Achos Isha, which is the paradigm of Arayos, because of that, you can't say this is a regular case of Eshes Ish. Avada Eshes Ish is in the Hekesh. And Avada, this lady, has similarities to Eshes Ish, but she's a little bit different. She's not a classic Eshes Ish. She's not an Erva de Eshes Ish Mamish. She's not Mamish the case of Isra Arayos of Eshes Ish. There are differences. Tibayel, Tinase, and also, most importantly, that at Bishas Nefila, she's not actually an Eshes Ish, she's only going to become an Eshes Ish later on. But Tosfos are saying that not that she's Eshes Ish is Bechlal Hekish, but there's differences. This is not Bechlal Hekish, Tosfos are saying. This is not a regular case of Eshes Ish. The Hekish only includes Eshes Ish, which is Mamish Erva. Here, she's an Eshes Ish, which is going to become an Eshes Ish after Shas Nefila. The Hekish didn't deal with that. The Hekish dealt with Eshes Ishes, who are Eshes Ishes, B'shas Nefila. That's what Tosfos is saying. They're undercutting the whole thing. They're not saying, even though she's in the Hekish, there's Kashas. They're saying, this lady is not in the Hekish. She's not Erev Mamish. Rai Lechach, if you keep reading in Tosfos, the next words in Tosfos, after they finish this first, we're calling it a first Teretz, so Tosfos continue and say, Va'afilu tachshivena Eshes Ish, etc. Kevan, that she's going to become an Eshes Ish, maybe you'll consider an Eshes Ish. What does that mean? I just came through saying one answer, and now Tosfos say, and even if you will say she's an Eshes Ish, what does that mean, Tosfos, we're just saying? That she's not an Eshes Ish. I mean, the first lines that we're reading here in Tosfos are trying to tell us, not that she's an Eshes Ish with Pirchas, but that she's not an Eshes Ish. She's too different, she's too anders, she can't be included in Eshes Ish, she's not included in the Hekesh, therefore. Now I'll give you a suggestion that maybe she is an Eshes Ish, but until now, I was proving to you that she's not an Eshes Ish. It's not a pircha on the Hekish, she's not Bechlal the Hekish.
Isn't Tosfos assuming in the Kasha that she's an Eshes Ish? I don't really listen to Eshes Ish, but
they're right. Avada. What's their teretz, though? They're saying back, no, she has qualities of Eshes Ish, she's going to become an Eshes Ish, but right now she's not an Eshes Ish.
Doesn't that say she's low dummy la Eshes Ish?
Correct. Lo dummy la Achos Isha means she's not dummy to the paradigmatic case of Arayos, from which we learn everything. Arayos are also already Bishas Nefila. Arayos are set in the blood. Arayos are in the relationship is there with Shas Nefila. This is going to be an Eshes Ish. We're not denying that future the Haraya, the next answer in Tosfos. She's going to become an Eshes Ish. Tosfos were asking, is she mamash an Eshes Ish? Answer, no, because right now she's not an Eshes Ish. Or no, because this Eshes Ish has some heterim built in, Tibael or Tinase, depending on the case. There are differences between this Eshes Ish and a regular Eshes Ish. Then Tosfos go and say, oh, but maybe she mamash is an Eshes Ish. Maybe you could suggest such a thing and give a different answer. But at that stage in the Gemara, and in the Tosfos, they're saying, we were assuming Eshes Ish, now we're saying here are differences, maybe not.
Okay, I thought when Tosfos said about the Tanshuvan Eshes Ish, they were saying, even if you want to match an Eshes Ish, B'shas Nefila.
That is what they're saying. But we're saying that fundamental difference, whether she's an Eshes Ish, B'shas Nefila or not, is a question of whether she's an Eshes Ish right now, which means is she an Erevah or not. So when Tosfos said no, she's not an Eshes Ish b'shas nefila, they were saying she's not a shame erva in front of you. She's different than all the other arayos. LMI, what's difficult, and maybe this is part of what pushed you in that direction, and maybe gives you some reservation now. Also, what's difficult is that Tosfos don't say flat out she's not an erva. They say she's not Dami La'achlas Isha, right? They don't say she's not an Eshes Ish. They don't use those words. So they kind of like are beating around the bush over here. They don't say it's Mamish, not an Isra Erva. So the implication in Tosfos is something a little in between over here, which is that it's not that she's... There's not only two options. It's not that she's not an Eishes Ish, and it's not that she is an Eishes Ish. She's less of an Erva. She's Pachos Erva. She's Nachas Darga in terms of her Arayos. She's different than an Achos Isha. She's different than Eishes Ish to Alma, but she still Shmeks of Eishes Ish. There's still something there. Tosfos didn't do away with it entirely. Rather, Pashup Shat, I think this is Pashup Shat, we'll see soon maybe why this is true, but Pashup Shat, what Tosfos mean, is that you have to be Mechalik, something we've seen already a few times, between two dinim in the Erva. There's a Shem Erva, there's a Chalos Shem Erva in the Gavra, there's a Chalos Shem Erva in the Chefza, but then there's also a Maisa Bia, the Erva. This Isha, this Baalas Hatnai, is Asura to Ploni and Isser Bia de Eishes Ish. It shmecks of Arayos. There is an Isser Bia, the Eishes Ish, in front of us. Why can't he do Yibam? So to say, it's not that he can't do Yibam because she's an Eishes Ish. Hare, she's not an Eishes Ish. She won't be an Eishes Ish until they do Yibam. And even if she was an Eishes Ish right now, Almanas, whatever, we exclude Tibalim, we exclude Tinase. So it's just different. It's Andarish. It's not a regular case of Eishes Ish. However, why can't he perform Yibam? Because of an Isser Eishes Ish, that's for sure true. Because Bishas Yibam, there would be Chal and Isser Eishes Ish. So it's Isser Eishes Ish, which is preventing Yibam here. But it's not a lady who's an Eishes Ish that's preventing Yibam. Again, the Maise Isser Arayos Erva, the Shem Bia of Isser Eishes Ish, is preventing Yibam. But the Chefza, the Gavra, the person, the lady, is not herself an Eishes Ish at this point. Either I'll ask now if people understand what I said, just in terms of Havana, not in terms of being convinced, in terms of Havana, or maybe I'll show you that I think Reb Elbel said this. So which one do you want? You're going to feel stupid if you choose one of those options. So, maybe. So, in Reb Elbel's shtickle, appropriately titled Ha'ara al Kol HaMasechta, he writes in the brackets. I think he put this in the brackets just to show us that even the brackets he could put these things. So he's talking about the Sugan Lama Beis, which hopefully we never miss, we would get to at some point. In that context, in the brackets, he stels to our tesis. Ugdolam yizom atzanim betosas yivam staf yud. Tegam benes garish hamanas shalot tibal leploni hayabam. Yesh lom dechashuva ke'erva le'inyin yibam. Chashuva ke'erva le'inyin yibam. After b'shas nefila eina eishas ish ad shetibalo Kama, mikol makom, kevan shemitam eishes ish asura lihibaylo. Since the iser for him to be boel her, the iser maisa on him, the iser to be miyabim her, kevan shemitam eishes ish asura lihibaylo. The iser is because of eishes ish. If he's boel her, it's an iser eishes ish. Kevan shemitam eishes ish asura lihibaylo. Therefore, chashuva keerva. Le'inyan yibam, unifteres misham zeh. So what did Reb Elbel just say? She's not an Eishes Ish. Hare, she's not an Eishes Ish b'shas nefila. She's only an Eishes Ish once he's boel her. But kevan shemitam Eishes Ish asura li'boelo, since the iser bia sheba is mishum Eishes Ish, therefore chashuva ke'erva le'inyan yibam. She's considered an erva le'inyan pattering from yibam. She's not actually an erva, but she shmecks of erva. She has a shtickle, a shame erva to her, le'inyan yibam, unifteres mishum zeh. That's the p'tur. The p'tur comes from the fact that she's considered a shtickle and erva, only le'inyan yibam, by dint of her iser bia of eishes ish. That's mamish we sang. That's, again, I thought this was the pshat and tosis, then I was reviewing Reb Elbel for a different reason this morning, and that line stuck out to me. And I think it's Pashit that Reb Elbel is saying what we're saying in Taisis, that it's not a shame erva, and that's a chiluk. But it's a chiluk which is not mechalik alts the p'tur, because the iser bias eishes ish shebo is what asers her to him, and therefore it's an iser arayos which patras her from yibam. Elamai, what do you need in order to patra someone not only from yibam, but to patra at saros? You need a shame erva. You need her to mamish be a chalos shem erva. Think back, we'll come to it, Bli Neder. Think back to Reb Elbel himself in the Michtav, in the back of the Sefer, about Nida. That in order to pater herself, okay, so maybe Bishas B'shas Maisa here, she shmeks of Isser Eish Asish because that's what's coming and because that's the Isser Sheba. Therefore, he can't be miyabim her, there's a ptur. But that doesn't pater her tsaros. What do you need to pater tsaros? You need to be dummy, la'achos isha. So she has the Isser Eish Asish on her, which disallows Yibam, Mishum Erva de Eish Asish, and therefore she's mamish patura. However, she doesn't pater her tsaros, which is all Tosas are trying to answer. She doesn't pater her tsaros simply because she's not fully an Eish Asish. She doesn't have the shame Eish Asish in the Cheftza. There's no chalos shame Eish Asish in the Gavra. Ha'isha, she's not dummy, la'achos isha, which is the prime case of the Arayos, which have a shame erva to the Cheftza. You're happy you didn't ask before, right? Anyone not understand? Lule de Mistafina, and there's only 7 minutes, so we might just end with being Mistafina. But Lule de Mistafina, maybe this, again, it's probably wrong, but you have to figure out why, at least presents a new angle to why. Maybe this Bavorn Zakasha Bekiva Iger. And Gittin Andaf Pei Gimel, the Gemara has a Shakla Vitaria. We'll definitely streamline this to save time. You'll look inside if you didn't see it already. The Gemara has a Shakla Vitaria. Binyan Goreim Lak or Mitzvah Zibim in a Torah. If you set up a situation in which there won't be a Mitzvah Zibim through the marriages that you're setting up, you'll end up with no Mitzvah Zibim. So the Gemara there says, Elamei Ata, if there's such an issue of Goreim Lak or Mitzvah Zibim, Bas Achiv Lo Yisa, no one should ever marry their niece. That wouldn't be good, because I think the Gemara says that's the best Shidduch. Bas Achiv Lo Yisa. It should be usher to marry your niece. Why? Shema Yamas Blo Banim, maybe you'll marry your niece. Sorry. Someone will marry their niece. He'll pass away. She'll fall before his brother, who's her own father. V'nimtza gorim lak or dav min haTorah. They're not going to do Yibam. That's not the concern. But since they're not going to do Yibam, you just set up a marriage in which the niece fell before her own father. Bito bifnei aviha. You can't do Yibam in that case. And you were mevatel mitzvahs Yibam okerit zayin from the shrashim, or whatever the phrase. Oker zayin the binyan from the shrashim. Yeah. So Rabbi Kiva Eger there, Fraktikasha. Again, I would read it inside, but in the interest of time, maybe it's a Maramakom Anilach. You look at it tomorrow if you haven't seen it. People saw it already, the Rabbi Kiva Eger on Pei Gimel. Okay, so I think it's Kedai to look at inside. I think this is Kedai, and you'll tell me if we're onto something here. But I'll just summarize the question for you. Taisus ask, Eina Nidon Dom Loraya. I'm sorry, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, Eina Nidon Dom Loraya. Legabe Bas Achiv, what happens when she falls before her father? There's no Zika. Why? Because she's Tesva of Nashim. There's no Zikas Yibam when a daughter falls before her father. So he marries the niece. She falls before her own father, who's the brother of the husband. So now there's no Yibam Bechlal, which means you were Oker the mitzvah of Yibam. You were Oker the mitzvah of Yibam. I'm sorry. You were not Oker the mitzvah of Yibam. There was no mitzvah of Yibam to be Oker. Bechiyai Gavna, that a daughter falls before... Sorry if I said that backwards. Bechiyai Gavna, that a daughter falls before her father... There is no mitzvah zibum. It's not akiras mitzvah zibum. It doesn't exist, the mitzvah, in that case. There's no zika, bechlau. Fine, that makes sense. But says Rabbi Kiva Eger, from Taisus, he says, you have to look at Taisus. Taisus says this, but it's the same Taisus as our Taisus. From Taisus, you see that that's not the case by a balas hatanai. By a balas hatanai, there's no tur in the zika. There's no hafka'as zika. The pshat is that a balas hatanai shitaka falls before Ploni. Elamai, there's some michutz, there's some external impediment that they can't go through with the yibam. Why? Because should they go through with the yibam, it'll be an iser eish asish. But b'shaita, when you're judging the case itself, when you're shatsing this up, shitaka falls for yibam. She's zakuk lo, elamai, some study, tangential reason they can't go through with it. Shitaka nofel bifnei, the Ploni, that she was asura from the tanai. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. By the case of Bas Achiv, there is no mitzvah yibam in such a case. She's not zekukalo. So there's no kasha. That's not goreim. You're not goreim and akira. Okay, I hear by Baal Satanai, you're goreim and akira. Why? Because there, you're going to set up a case where you're megari, shalmanas, shalotinasi laploni. She's going to fall before ploni. She's going to be zekukalo, but they're not actually going to be able to do yibam because there's a technicality that she's going to be an eshesis once they do yibam because of the issue of the tanai. But it's not doma. It's not the same, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. So, again, I guess I'll say it in the most accurate way. Obviously, I'm wrong. But Can't we bavor in this Rabbi Akiva Eger with a different understanding of our Tosis? Tosis are not saying that there's some external Tanai. We'll come blean at their back to the Ramban, the Rashba, who clearly do say this way. But Tosis are not saying there's some external Tanai that really, really this Isha is Re'uya to Ploni. Elamai, she can't get married because of the Tanai. No. The fact that there's a Tanai, we just said we said it ourselves, we said Rav Velvel says this. The fact that there's a Tanai shots an Isser Eishas Ish on this lady now. She's not an Eishas Ish in a Hanami. But the Isser Eishas Ish Sheba is Mafkia the Zika. It's not enough to be Mafkia the Tsaros. You need Dome to Achos Isha, a shame erva in the Chefza. But you see from Tosfos, you see from the flow of Tosfos, you see from the way that they say it, and you see from the comparisons, and I think you see very clearly that Velvel learned this way as well, that Tosfos do think there's taka ptur in the Yibam. There's a ptur in the Yavama. It's not that she's zuk glow and elamai, you can't do it because of the Tanai. No, the Tanai makes it that she's a shtickle and ashes ish, leaning in the Isser, and therefore it's mafkia, her zika, to him. And it is a good comparison then. It is a good comparison. The very same way that your oker, again, you have to work on why Rabbi Akiva Eger ends up being a kasha on the Gemara. So we won't say it in terms of the Gemara, we'll say it outside the Gemara. It is exactly the same as the case of Bas Achiv. Just like by Bas Achiv, she's no feles, lifnei her father, and that's a case of no yibam being shayach whatsoever. So too, by the case of Balas HaTnai, she's not no feles to Ploni. Because that Tnai shafts an Isser Eishas Ish, that Isser Eishas Ish patters her, not just impedes the process of yibam, but actually patters her, and therefore there's no mitzvah of yibam in that case either. What you're left with then is that neither, meaning Rabbi Akiva Eger was saying only one case was bad in the Gemara, right? Rabbi Akiva was saying that Bas Achiv is bad in the Gemara because it's a case of being not being oker, but rather the mitzvah doesn't exist. What we're saying is that if you do bavor in Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha, neither are good examples of being oker, unless you re-understand what being oker means, which isn't simply that there's a mitzvah and then you undo it, but even setting up a case in which there won't be a mitzvah is already an akira. Is that too big of a... Like, I hear why you wouldn't understand that way. It's not kira, it just doesn't exist. But maybe that's what it is. It's not kira in the world of mitzvot, that you caused it not to exist. I don't know about that. And the whole comment here in Rabbi Akiva Eger, every comment in Rabbi Akiva Eger, shlo bi'in haroi. This comment in particular, shlo bi'in haroi. I'm not even sure I had my lenses in when I came up with it. But, Ian, another time. But if it's if we're right in Tosis, maybe there's something to think about here, that maybe it's a way out of Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha, or tomorrow you'll look at Rabbi Akiva Eger and you'll tell me why that's incorrect. Okay, Blina Der Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up tomorrow.